Under the leadership of the Austrian general Eugene of Savoy, the Austrian army defeated the Ottoman army in the Battle of Petrovaradin in 1716. The following year, the Austrian army liberated Banat. After signing the Treaty of Pozharevets, the Habsburg monarchy gained the Banat territory in 1718. This opened a new era in the history of the city. Vršac became part of the Banat of Tamish region, with its seat in Timișoara. The town became the seat of the newly established Vršac district, which included 72 settlements and about 3,500 houses. Austria gained Banat, which became a buffer zone between the Ottomans and Hungary to prevent their further alliance against the Habsburg monarchy. When the Austrians set foot in the Banat region, they found a sparsely populated and swampy, inaccessible terrain due to the frequent floods of the Danube, Tisa, Tamish, and the Bege rivers. That is why the new authorities decided to colonize the region with Catholic families from Western Europe. A special palace office in Vienna was formed for the realization of colonization plans. The borders of the monarchy were open to Serbs from the Ottoman Empire throughout the 18th century. There were individual, group, and even mass migrations due to wars, poor harvests, and the search for a better life. The Serbs were cheap labor on the periphery of the empire, useful in the realization of military, political, and economic goals for the court of Vienna. The Austrian authorities mainly exerted influence so Serbs would settle permanently and thus strengthen the domestic population, increase state revenue as taxpayers, and protect the security of the borders as border guards. Banat's first and most famous administrator was Count Claudius Florminde de Mercy, who began draining the swamps, regulating the Banat rivers, building roads, introducing new plant crops, and colonizing the population. In 1717, groups of colonists from Germany, France, Italy, and Spain arrived in these regions, primarily working as wine growers. At the same time, many Serbs and Aromanians immigrated from Serbia into Vršac, primarily working as artisans and merchants. At the time, a German settlement was founded near the old settlement, or Serbian Vršac. This is the area of today's streets, Sterijina and Heroja Pinkija. The Serbian part was managed by a prince and the German part by a serf. At the end of the year, both mayors submitted their accounts to the district manager in the presence of the quote-unquote entire municipality.